see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show, and you are welcome. Family, I had a battle about what I was going to talk about today. You know that. All morning long, because I've been talking about racism and how they've used it. This past week before, I talked about feminism, how they used it. All set up. Patriotism, how they've used it as a vehicle. Majority of the population of the United States don't have a clue what's going on. They're all falling in this agenda just as they're planned them for it. And everybody is, you know, doing their racist thing or their patriotic thing or all this. And they're losing sight of the big picture. Being jerked around with it. Even to the highest level of government, and they're not, people are catching on about why they're being jerked around and don't want to know. That I don't understand. Well, that being said, I figured out what I was going to talk about today. It was bothering me all morning because I just felt, you know, you've beat to death the racism, you've beat to death the feminism, and then it kind of fell together this afternoon. Is that you, very simply, bring it all together. It was almost too simple. I said, is it that simple? But explaining it is not going to be simple at all. To show you how all this plays together in what is called the Matrix. It's what's called the Matrix. Oh, I know, you've heard about it on the TV and the movies and all that sort of thing. But how they never take it to the full level, ever. You've got a movies about the Matrix. They have YouTubes at the yin-yang on this so-called Matrix. I've only found a handful that, yes, have pulled it together. I saw one today, and I said, that's it right there. The concept. And I had not realized it, but I was preparing for it, not even realizing, and I was doing so the past 2 weeks, putting things together, wondering why. And it all came together this afternoon for me. What about to talk about? Part one, Friday. That's today, the 23rd of January, 2015. It will be part one. Now, shortly after I get off today, probably in the morning, between now and tomorrow morning, I'm going to put up on my archives the presentations I've been doing about Martin Luther King relative to racism and has been set up. I've talked about it now for the past 4 days, actually. And I'm going to put it up as archives. And then this weekend, I'm going to work on part two of today, part one. Part two I'm going to work on for the Matrix. It's going to take all next week. Because of the Matrix, I'm going to include, very, very importantly, the attack on the American military by the American military and our government and the Illuminati and the secret societies and the Jesuits and the whole nine yards coming after our military. They have trained us very well, very good over the past, well, actually, since 1897, sinking of the Maine. That's what that was for. That was the purpose of the sinking of the Maine, was to then start developing a standing army to handle the world wars that were already planned before even 1871. Now, I'm going to lose some people here because you're not going to believe it, but it's an absolute fact. World War One and Two and Three, the real ones, the ones that's taken place two already, and World War Three yet to happen, were all planned before 1871. In conceptual terms, each Illuminati family, by ritual and by tradition, each 10 to 20 years, planning for the next step for each of their generations to fulfill the plans that ended in 1871. Sinking of the Maine was simply another dialectic to then justify us developing a standing army. Once it was done, the banana wars were to sharpen us up and get control of the fruit industries, and that's where General Butler came into it. He learned about how we were setting it all up, and once it was developed, we're ready to go into World War One. It's already planned. See, now you see this past, I've talked about it, now you see how it fits together. This is how the Matrix has been put together right under our noses at the tune of millions that's been sacrificed for this agenda. Well, I'm going to name, starting today, I'll even probably name individuals, people, I will name them, I have no problem doing that. I will name the organizations that's working against you. Therefore, that means the members of these organizations, unless they're just plain dumb, at a four-star general level or congressman or CEO that's a billionaire, unless they're just plain dumb, they know what's going on. You see. And I'm going to start naming names. And so the military will cover next week. And I'll tell you a little more detail about that movie, Chris Kyle. It will be pivotal in the attack on American military. Clint Eastwood is not the good guy you think he is. And the movie they did was to demonize Chris Kyle. I'm going to expose this. Chris Kyle was a good guy. He might be a sniper, but it was necessary in the war that they've thrown us into. They've caused us to do these, and we have been lied to. the movie about Chris Kyle, American Sniper. A good movie. But what a lot of people, good people, don't realize, it was created and designed by a Freemason by the name of Clint Eastwood to expose and demonize Chris Kyle. I'm going to expose their plan next week. Oh, they're sneaky. Eastwood is sneaky. He's a Freemason. As was John Wayne. I'm sorry, family, but they were. Well, next week, I'm going to hit it hard. But right now, in addition to that, I'm going to expose the Matrix starting today. And the next week will include the military and the Matrix. Part 2, 3, 4, 5, it'll be all next week. I'm going to give you details. I can do that. And I'm going to. And I'll be specific, right down to individuals. Let's get started. Lord, we come to prayer today. We thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, we pray you come upon us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and lead us today. And Father, lead us all to come together to understand the true Word of God that's contained in the Bible, the King James Bible. Father, to open up our eyes, get us through deception. Father, to lead us to repentance. That, Father, we know that it's our own free will. But, Father, we have to acknowledge that sin. Father, sometimes we are taken away from the sin by these distractions and by the drugs that's put into our food and our bodies, Lord, and by the distractions of the TV and all these things that's going on around us, by the politics, by the different ways of entertainment, and certain that we know, Father, that these have been orchestrated and pre-planned by organizations and councils, committees, and engineers, Lord, in a high level. Father, we need help through the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes and to expose those that are fraud, those that are deceivers at the highest level. And only through a shaking, Father, sometimes can we be awakened to the truth. Father, we call for that shaking. I call for that shaking. Father, to wake up people, Lord, to see the truth of what's going on today. And the purpose, Father, would be to bring those to repentance. To accept Jesus as Savior is really the bottom line. Father, we need those divine appointments. We need those awakenings. We need those with courage to step up and be able to speak out. And Lord, to give them protection for the time for their calling. That, Father, you'll guide them to it. We know that your promises are real. And, the Father, that you'll give us the means by which, if we are long, we're righteous, we repent of our sins, that, Lord, you'll guide us to that right path. You'll give us that opportunity. You'll set up those divine appointments. And then, Father, take us out of this world when that time before the judgment happens. Father, we know that the judgment in the 70th week of Daniel, Father, is yet to come. That the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls, Father, we know yet are held in abeyance and soon to be released in the first seal that will start that tribulation. Father, we know that's going to cleanse it out. It's going to bring to bear the punishment of the sins of this earth, of those that follow Lucifer. We know, Father, that then it'll open up to bring Jesus Christ back to this world. The Father, then he'll set up his kingdom in Jerusalem for that 1,000 years to restart the human race. Father, we wait for that day. We call upon you, Father, to give us the wisdom and discernment to see the signs of the times of the blooming of the fig tree. The Father, that the signs of the times of the fig tree. And that's, Father, we need that discernment and wisdom to see through it, to see to it, and to get with it. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for Brandy, that, Father, you'll protect her and give her the right path. We pray for Antonio and his family, Lord. And we pray for all those others that's being targeted, that, Father, you'll put a protection around them. Father, to give them that health, that protection, and help. And, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, you'll keep them back and give them the opportunities to make the right decisions. Give them the means by which they can pull out of this attack. These attacks is happening to them. And Father, give them the opportunity to reverse it. And to gain followers to gain those that's going to help them through the blood of Jesus and reverse Satan's attacks on all those. For healings, we pray. For Virginia, we pray for her healing and awakening, Lord, that they'll be brought together in the knowledge of this agenda. That, Lord, that there'll be a mighty force for those that are in tune with and those that they're talking to, that, Father, there'll be a mighty force to bring the word of the gospel to others. And all these things we pray, Lord, we pray that the pulpits will be opened up, that the pulpits, Father, will get the courage to tell the truth. But, Father, first they must have that discernment and wisdom, because today the pulpits are deceived. And, Father, to reveal the truth about this liar named Sananda and these liars that are the false Christs, to expose them by the words they speak. Father, to expose this matrix that Satan has put together before us, to expose it and to tear it down. Father, we know that it will be torn down during the tribulations, but Father, we need workers today to bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, that does start with the pulpits, but they are so deceived today that, Father, we need an awakening in these pulpits. And all these things we pray, Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, this matrix, I want to emphasize something I've been saying for a long time. And I know there's times when I repeat myself. Sometimes I really have to, because I got new listeners, and then sometimes even for the old listeners, to allow them to connect the dots, to see this is not random. This is not something that is like trying to pin the tail on a donkey situation. This is controlled. It's organized. It's designed beyond your wildest imagination. It will be disabled. It will be disassembled. But only Jesus Christ will be the one to do it. I'm going to expose this matrix right down to its nuts and bolts. It will not be just today. I can guarantee you it will be part 2, 3, and 4. Now, if you all want to go ahead and debate the State of the Union address, go on ahead. If you want to debate about or talk about the failing economy, go on ahead. You know why I say it that way? I'm not thinking it's funny at all. However, family, since the day that we had money in this country in 1776, and they said, you got a dollar? Yeah. Ever since that day, the barber dollar, whatever, I don't care what it is. It don't matter. Since money was ever brought into this country at all, for any reason, and then it fell into the Federal Reserve, and here you got these worthless dollar bills. It's not even backed by anything, not even a rock, you know. It falls like a rock. This is worth a rock. You might as well go out there and find you a pebble. It's worth your dollar bill. Actually, literally. Literally. One's a rock and one's a paper. Y'all do that scissor, rock, paper thing, whatever. I'd just rather get a darn flamethrower and just blow them all apart. But anyway, you know, that's what it is. Rock, paper, scissors, something, whatever. Well, now to think about it, a rock and your dollar bill is about the same thing. Literally. All right. Well, ever since the dollar bill or the money came into existence, it was used to manipulate. Well, that's a given. That's a given. And it's worked its magic. It was worth something at one time. Then at the right time, 1933, they said, now, let's make it worthless. And they did. All the way back in 1933. FDR took us off the gold standard. Actually, it's 1860s. But officially, FDR, not Nixon. Nixon didn't do it. It's a lie. Nixon's as evil as the rest of them. But FDR took us off the gold standard because by 1943, we're supposed to be in a world government. It failed. It's failed every single time. This matrix has failed to bring together the New World Order. However, it's like plaque on your teeth. They keep, if you don't clean it, it keeps coming together. It keeps building up till finally you got a cavity. And you know who's going to be the dentist? Jesus Christ will be. And the only one is Jesus. Literally. There was one time in the history of man, in the history of this conspiracy, there's one time when this agenda might have been brought under arrest. Now, I'm not going to dwell on this, but I'll tell you, to give you an idea, the last time, and this conspiracy was developed, since 1798 until today. Now, what's the significance of 1798? Because that was the beginning of the end of the Roman rule from around 468 to 1798. And the Roman Empire went underground. The Roman Empire never really dissolved. This is in the Bible. years. It was around 538. The year 538, when the papacy lost the Roman Catholic, the Roman Empire, pretty much dissolved. But it didn't really. It remained in control, but it was underground. It was and then was not. Oh, this brings it home, don't it? It brings it home, don't it? That's where the Jesuits come in. That's where the Catholic Church comes in on this. So the revival of the Holy Roman Empire will be the religion of the Antichrist and the leader. You see, that's the 1,260 years. And also the 1,260 days, 3.5 years of the tribulation, times two. Ew, it's amazing how this thing works out. And it's supported by the Bible, too, now to think about it. I've been teaching this in Bible study, and it seems to all, for me, come together. And I learn these things as I go along, as just sometimes mind-boggling. See, God will give you certain knowledge. Darned if it didn't, son of a gun. That's just really amazing me. It amazes me. It really does. How that all comes together. That in itself is a study. Now, the Matrix. In 1798, the conspiracy was developed. John Robeson wrote, he was an honest Freemason. He wrote Proofs of Conspiracy. John Robeson, in 1796, published it in 1798. In 1799, George Washington received a copy of it. George Washington never did trust the Fabian Society and the Freemasons. He was one, yes, but he didn't trust them anymore. John Robeson's publication was entitled Proof of Conspiracy to Destroy All Religions and Governments in Europe, unquote. It is in full force today. This is the Matrix. This is the makeup of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, all these have been talking about, that's what this is. This is it. But when they had the originator, led by certain means, he was a Satanist, Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit, they claim was a renegade Jesuit, but he was not. The renegade part is plausible deniability. And the purpose that people have been warning you about the longest time, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, is not Jewish, it's Jesuit. Family, it is supernatural how this comes to us, humankind. It is supernatural. There's no doubt about it. There's no human that could ever design such a document, such a plan. It's impossible. Well, this conspiracy developed in 1798 to the present time. And I'm going to expose all the details up to date. People have already exposed this. Bill Cooper did. Many people, John Robeson did. You've been warned by even presidents at the last minute. Eisenhower, military-industrial complex, JFK. People have been warned and warned and warned. The last one to put in continuation was Albert Pike, General Albert Pike. General Albert Pike was a Confederate general. Back in 1860s. And he started in 1850 and 1886 when he's convinced of this, brings it to the present time. You see? Now, when did they actually have control of it? At one time they could have stopped it. Weishaupt was a professor of canon law at Eagle Stock University. Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt. His birthday was May the 1st, by the way. Now, he revised, modernized the age-old Luciferian conspiracy to prevent the human race from establishing God's plan for the rule of creation upon this earth, so they could ultimately impose a Luciferian ideology upon the Goyim, that's us, by means of satanic despotism. So, the Rothschilds funded, contracted Adam Weishaupt from 1770 to 1776. He completed it May the 1st, 1776, his birthday. And that's why they call it May Day. Don't you remember when they had that lie that they had killed bin Laden May the 1st? It's all done on dates. Oh, it's a lie, all right. That's another story. He was financed by House of Rothschild. Not the real controllers of the Illuminati. The Italians are. That you don't know about. 13 families, to be exact. And exactly the same as those direct Illuminati activities today. It's carried from family tradition to family tradition. And they're financed by tax-free foundations established for this purpose. From multimillionaires like Rockefellers, Carnegie, and the Fords. The Rockefellers made $200 million out of the blood of our veterans and citizens of the world in World War I. The Rockefellers made $200 million. Don't tell me about we're going to impeach the president, we're going to impeach the family. Oh, that's a bunch of baloney. It's a lie. They're never going to do it. And if they do it, it's going to be placating the American public. Now, when could we have arrested as a human race this conspiracy? Well, in 1786. See, the Bavarian government discovered Adam Weishaupt's secret plan. But in 1786, what happened? God struck down one of the couriers by a stroke of lightning as he's riding through Ratisbon on his way to Paris. He had the plans in his saddlebags. Well, a bolt of lightning knocked his butt off the horse and killed him. Graveyard dead. So people found his body, and the police found a copy of the revised version of the conspiracy. Entrusted to members of Weishaupt's Illuminati, and they had been charged with responsibility of fomenting this great French Revolution. The first major project that was leading to the ultimate destruction of all governments and religions. It was scheduled to break out in 1789. Family. 1789. Guess what? 1789, that same year, we as Americans, our ancestors, in the colony, was put under financial bondage in 1789, that same doggone year. They lied about us winning the American Revolution. We didn't win. We became a colony. We became a corporation. We were given money by the Rothschilds to continue, is how they do it, to continue operations from 1789 under a 70-year bank loan, 70 years is established loan date, to 1859, beginning of the Civil War. So 1789, we had to give them collateral to get a loan to continue our government. King George III became the Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. The lie to the population and history books was we won the war. Well, if we won the war, why do we got to pay back the loan? If we won the war, why do we have to give collateral? Our state capital was collateralized under a 70-year bank loan the same year that the French Revolution was scheduled to break out. Family, is all coordinated. This was not accidental. So they had planned from 1789, using slavery, states' rights as the trigger, to give the next war. It's called the Civil War. With collateral, 13 states. 70 years goes by, 1929. See, all this is, the matrix is set up by the money to control us. These are the dates. So this is how the matrix has been set up. So the plan of this matrix is very simple. He organized the Illuminati, which were a bloodline family, Queen Elizabeth, Merovingian bloodline, all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. This Illuminati is now organized. Weishaupt was led to organize it. He formed the Grand Orient Lodges to infiltrate the Illuminati into blue and European masonry, using the lodges as their secret headquarters. 1782, Congress Wilhelmsbad. Illuminati takes over Freemasons. Freemasons don't know that down low. They operate under the cloak of philanthropy. I explained that before too, how they create problems. They fund problems. And they control them. Weishaupt never intended that any except specially selected Masons from the higher degrees would learn the full secret. Only those who have known to defected completely from God were initiated in the higher degrees of Grand Orient Lodges and Freemasonry. 33rd degree, they renounce Jesus Christ. At the first, second, third degree, they lie to him and they say, oh, we love Jesus, we follow Jesus, we got a Bible here. It's a Freemason's King James Bible. It's different. And they lie to the first three degrees. They lie to them. The 33rd degree, they know the full story of this matrix. And the order is dedicated to the cause of forming a one world government in some kind of form. that they've established, and the powers of which they intend to usurp, so they can impose upon you, as they did your ancestors. The ideology upon mankind is the worship of Lucifer. Well, I don't believe in Lucifer. It don't matter what you believe. They do. And there is one. Satan, Lucifer is the same. They're trying to divide the two names. But let's say that you're atheist and you don't believe in Lucifer. Well, so what? You live in the system, don't you? You pay taxes or don't or whatever you do. Well, the ones that control all this, they believe in Lucifer to the point of sacrificing their own children, if they have to, of killing billions of people over the past generations by wars they've created. They believe in Lucifer. You had family members to die in the wars. Well, those that believe in Lucifer are the ones responsible for it. I say it's affected your life. And you know, other initiates in this matrix, in the final degrees, were permitted to know that the Luciferian ideology was to be imposed on the human race by satanic despotism. Now it's coming to fruition. I showed y'all yesterday and several times this past week of the satanic prayers that's been given at council commission meetings. In Florida, for example, recently, I'm not going to play it today, but they're worshiping Lucifer. They're giving prayers to Lucifer in commissions meetings in certain towns and cities, to the point that members of the commission would leave while the vice mayor gave the invocation to Satan. And then when they give the Pledge of Allegiance, they came back in the room. Family, it's happening now. It's going on today. I mean, not... current. In December of 2014, of 2015. It's happening. Little by little, the matrix is being set up. Now, I'm getting ready to launch into it shortly here in a minute. I mean, it's part one, and today is laying the groundwork into this matrix. I'm trying to figure a simple way to explain this so you'll understand what you're dealing with. This past week, well, January the 19th, for example, all of a sudden, in Phoenix, Arizona, the Army orders removal of God and Country recruiting sign in Phoenix. It's been up there all the time. So now we want it off. We want it out of there. You see, your military forces now, today, are controlled by Wiccan. Generals, master sergeants, majors that are in the Wicca, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, they have given a blood oath against their own families. You understand this? The division? Y'all better listen to what I'm telling you, especially in the military. It's being divided. It's being destroyed from within. Your so-called four-star generals, admirals, colonels, a selected number, members of the Knights of Malta, members of the Knights of Columbus, members of the Rhodes Scholars like Wesley Clark or General Boykin. Family, they've given a blood oath to Lucifer. You don't believe me? Right now, this very moment, you put another window on your computer, the oath of the Knights of Malta, and while I'm talking, you read it. Well, General Boykin is a Knights of Malta, a very high-level chancellor. Rick Joyner is a Knights of Malta. Then you look for the list of Knights of Malta and be shocked and amazed at who is really against this country, who pretends to be a patriot, who pretends to be a Christian, and they take these horrific, awful, god-awful blood oaths from Freemasonry. And Wesley Clark is a Rhodes Scholar. He's another liar and non-patriot. By his own words, his own mouth, he was one in June 1999 that a lot of you all in America don't realize or don't know, tried to start World War III. You don't believe me? Right now, you look it up. And the only one that stopped World War III in June of 1999, between June 99 and December 99, was General Michael Jackson of the Brits Mechanized Unit, and actually James Blunt, who was Lieutenant Reserve Officer in Pristina Airport. I know all about it. I was in Kosovo 5 years as a regional security manager for OSCE. I know about it. And I know nothing happened in December, as reported on another radio station, December 31st, 1999. Nothing happened. There was no war in Russia, as we reported on a radio that night. But General Wesley Clark, Powderpuff Clark, Rhodes Scholar, like former President Clinton, Billy Bob Clinton. They're both Rhodes Scholars. Naomi Wolf, Rhodes Scholar. All Rhodes Scholars are Luciferian. All Rhodes Scholars have taken a blood oath. You can't have it both ways. Now, if they renounce that blood oath, it might do something, but I don't think they have the courage to do so. That's what's going on today, family, and they're targeting our military. But I'll save that for next week. This matrix, I'm laying the groundwork today. And family, I'm telling you, they stipulated that the Illuminati will organize, finance, direct, and control communism, Nazism, political Zionism, Islam, everything, to facilitate the Illuminati's task of dividing the world's population into opposing camps in ever-increasing numbers. That's what they've done. And did you know that the adepts of the final degree are initiated as high priests of the synagogue of Satan, of which Buchanan and Bill Clinton are members of, and they worship Lucifer as opposed to our God, in whom the name Adonai. Family, this is what's going on today. Exactly. And trying to simplify it for me is going to be a challenge, because I got such a short time. And the attention span of people are going to be little, because it becomes very, very complex. Can I just say mind-boggling? Lucifer's real. The supernatural's real. But so is Jesus Christ. Lucifer claimed that the only way to rule the entire universe was to establish a totalitarian dictatorship. And that's exactly what this matrix is. And to enforce the will of the dictator with absolute despotism. So this word universe, as used by those who've accepted this Luciferian ideology because they have lost faith and they see how vast it is, they give up. They say, gosh, I better join them. So they take the oath of the Knights of Malta. They take the oath of the Rhodes Scholars. They take the oath of the Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry at the highest level. They continue on. And, oh, skull and bones and the whole nine yards. They're raised to be in this. And they have accepted this Luciferian ideology in this and other celestial worlds means the totality of existing things, include the earth, heavenly and celestial bodies, and all else throughout space. They learn at the highest degree about alchemy. They learn the royal secret of sodomy, rape, and murder to open up their chakras or whatever to receive a demonic entity to give them special powers. Oh, I get right down to it. I have to. I don't have the time to fool around. The time is short. You must know what's going on. I'm going to tell you today and all next week. It's going to be intense. Certainly next week. I see it coming. But you know, you must know that the Luciferian ideology, as well as scriptural history of this struggle, is in your Bible. In the King James Bible, details this. That's the most amazing thing. And it talks about the struggle which has gone through the age of time in this and other worlds between God and Lucifer, Satan, to decide which plan for the rule of creation will be put into effect. Everything going on today is involved in this. The synagogue of Satan. Now, one search researcher, a real one, like Bill Cooper, was William Guy Carr, back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and he died somewhere around the 50s, I guess. And he was explaining this conspiracy. Everybody thought he was crazy. You know how it goes. And he cornered one clergyman and said, "Can you listen to me? Let me show you what I've got." And he wrote Pawns in the Game. He wrote The Red Fog Over America, some other books. See, you haven't heard of him, have you? Some of you have. Well, yeah, I know you've heard of him if you listen to me, because I rant and rave about it almost daily. Red Fog Over America is a hard book to come by. I've got one of the original copies. And when he approached this one clergyman, I will give you what was said. In the book, he says on page 81 of the first edition, 1955, quote, "That," and another Luciferian, "Henry Ford remarked many years ago, is the amazing thing about the protocols." These are protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. Took him 6 years. Now you got it? Yeah, the same one. "No person who studied them can deny that the conspiracy has developed exactly as those who conceived the original plans intended. One clergyman," and this is William G. Carr speaking, "with whom I discussed the matter remarked," the clergyman speaking, I quote, "nothing human could have been so absolutely correct and so perfect in regard to timing and purpose. You have convinced me that the international conspiracy is the conspiracy of Satan." William G. Carr says, I quote, "The reader must remember another great truth. I believe it was Edmund Burke who said, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men sit back and do nothing," unquote. Well, they have led us, and I'm not going to go into steps today, I've talked about them before. We are in the apathetic stage of a 250-year planning process. We are at the apathetic stage in this country, by design, by the way. Is that people are sitting back and doing nothing. So for them to have riots, marches, they got to pay people. And that's exactly what happened in Occupy Wall Street several years ago. The Rockefellers funded the march. That's exactly what happened at Ferguson. They were funded $30 million to set this riots up by Soros. They found that he funded it for $30 million. They got to pay people to march. They got to pay people to rise up and appear to the public that they're actually emotionally entwined and marching because they're tired of all this. No, they're being paid to do it. You got some pulled into it because they like the excitement. Then they want to steal things, and they want to fight things, and they just want to, they're bored, you know, and the others are paid to do it, and they're trained, and they take them in auditoriums, and they practice this stuff. You got police that are Freemasons that's dressed as rioters, and they're pretending to be like them, and they're the ones starting the trouble. Order out of chaos is how it works. And the others along for the ride may be sincere. They don't realize they're being used. And everything I'm telling you, man, I don't want you to believe me. But what I want you to do, not just walk away. I want you to challenge every word I say. I don't even want you to like me. I want you to say, I want to prove him wrong. Man, I want you to go for it and prove me wrong. I want you to research this and challenge every word I say. With a dislike of me. Whatever it takes. I don't care what it takes. But you need to find the truth out on your own. Now, it is supernatural. I don't believe in the supernatural. Yeah, but they do. And they're the ones controlling it right now. So deal with it. According to Luciferian creed, Lucifer made Satan prince of this world. So they separate Satan and Lucifer. Lucifer and Satan is one and the same. Isaiah 14:12, Lucifer fell. He fell, and he wanted to ascend above the Most High. Luke 10:18, Satan fell like lightning. The two coincide. But the other Bibles don't say that. They say the morning star fell. That's another story. That's why they corrupted all the Bibles, except for the King James. They wanted to take the name Lucifer out of there so they could lie about who the morning star was. Oh, this thing is so set up, it would just blow your mind if you really knew the whole truth. And even the ones deceiving are deceived themselves. Oh, I have researched this right down to the molecule. And every day I learn something new on this conspiracy. It's absolutely fascinating. But family, it's up close and personal. It is what's going on today fully. Now I'm going to move into something you can sink your teeth into of how it's really affecting you. Under the influence of the Illuminati's propaganda, which I've talked about the past 2 weeks, for example, far too many individuals have entered the marriage contract for the purpose of legalizing sexual relations. Where's the love at? All right, this is one part of how they control it. Many marriages are nothing but legalized prostitution in some ways. The marriage of a man and woman to make a family is the way God put us together. Was promoted before the 1960s because they needed a strong family relationship to establish patriotism and sovereignty and all this to fight the darn wars. God established the strength of a family. So now after 1945, 1948, the social engineer Tavistock set forth to destroy the family structure. Well, after all, Vladimir Lenin, a student, Vladimir Lenin, yes, said to destroy a country, you destroy the family. So that's what they went after to do. Many marriages are nothing but legalized prostitution today. Look at the divorce rates. Astronomical. Same-sex marriage, that is the sole purpose of it. And the ones involved in this, they don't know this. Just recently. Well, January the 23rd. Quote, kids rejected from religious school because they have two dads. Brian Copeland and Greg Bullard with their children, two guys, a private Christian school in Tennessee, has told a pair of prospective parents to look elsewhere because they happen to be gay dads. Now, how restrictive is that? We got to do something about this. Those one-sided religious people. You see what's going on? You see, the New Age movement, the Luciferian agenda is to do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So they got to throw these articles out. So you'll have, you say, well, they shouldn't be judgmental like this. That's what Billy Graham's coming out to say. Oh, yeah. Osteen, all the preachers, T.D. Jakes, all of them. All right, we can't really judge. You're not judging. You're letting them know homosexuality is a sin. Murder is a sin. Adultery is a sin. It's not just homosexuality. How come they're so hitting hard on homosexuality when adultery, also Freemasons, adultery, lying, blood oaths, that's a sin just like homosexuality. It's to cause division. But it's also to be able to change the laws of the land and the cultural attitude to accept homosexuality. Because the New Age movement, do as thou wilt, is the whole of the law. The Roman Catholic Church is changing itself. It's re-spiritualizing to accept the New Age concepts. Is it not? Becoming more lenient? And the Roman Catholic Church itself is starting to divide. I warned about this 5 years ago. That the Roman Catholic Church is going to re-spiritualize into the New Age movement. Evidence. Teilhard de Chardin. T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D. Space. D-E. Space. C-H-A-R-D-I-N. Was a Jesuit priest. And he is known heartily as the father of the New Age movement. The mother of the New Age movement was Helena Blavatsky, followed by Alice Bailey, David Spangler, Anna Bissett. Now you got it. Benjamin Krem. Lucius Trust. Are you starting to connect the dots here, maybe? It is all connected. Every single bit of it. If you understand this, and if the bad guys hear what I'm saying, they will have to reflect within themselves of what they're really doing, because they're going to hear me blasting it away at it. Guns blazing. That's how I do things. Did you know that in, I know this is kind of like history, but it's a root system of what's going on. In In 1800, Captain William Morgan took upon himself the duty of informing other Masons how and why the Illuminati were using their lodges for subversive purposes. The Illuminati delegated one of their members by the name of Richard Howard to execute Morgan as a traitor. And Morgan, a Freemason, he tried to escape to Canada, but he failed. Avery Allen made an affidavit and swore that he had heard Richard Howard report to a meeting of the Knights Templar in St. John's Hall, New York, how he completed his mission to execute Howard successfully. And you know that arrangements were made to ship Howard back to Liverpool, England, and Masonic records prove, as a result of that incident, 2,000 plus Masons got out of the northern jurisdiction. Freemasons just about went down because they heard about this. Said, we're no longer going to belong to you, because they had murdered with their own. Those blood oaths are real. I had a run-in with that myself in Georgia about 6 years ago. I'm not going to get into it. But there's some Freemasons in a bar that I was going to back about 6 years ago. And I was talking about this up openly. It's a Freemason bar. I don't care. And a couple of them took exception. They got a little antsy. They take it serious. Well, so do I. This is how it really works. You know, in 1829, an English illuminist named Fanny Wright, he lectured at a carefully selected group of illuminists in the new Masonic Temple in New York. And this one named Fanny, she explained the Luciferian ideology regarding free love and sexual liberty. Does that sound familiar in the 1960s? She also informed the American Illuminists it was intended to organize and finance atheistic communism for the purpose of fathering their own secret plans and ambitions. Now, among those who helped put this phase of the Luciferian conspiracy into effect was, guess who? Clinton Roosevelt. And Clinton Roosevelt was a direct ancestor of FDR. Horace Greeley and Charles Datta. So in 1834, to cover up their real purpose, they organized the local Loco Fuco Party. In 1835, they changed it to the Whig Party. They used it to finance funds to Mordecai Marx, Levi, Karl Marx. Karl Marx wrote in 1848 what? The Communist Manifesto. Das Kapital in Soho, London, England. But that's not all. I did a little deeper research. And y'all know what I found? I'm going to tell you what, I got a copy of it if you want to challenge it. Oh, please do. Oh, I wish you would. Harvard professor, you wacko. You heard me right. What I found was in 1841, Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized a document by Adam Weishaupt called The Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion. You ever heard of that before? Yeah, about half an hour ago. Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized portions of it. And he named it, I quote, and I got a copy of it too, 1841. He named it The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. What a name that is, huh? I got a copy. 1841. And you know what they did? With Manzini. Adam Weishaupt's dead by this time. He's an old guy. He's dead. 1830s. Oh, Adam Weishaupt died. He went to hell. And in 1841, Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR, 100 years later, 1841, Clinton Roosevelt and Manzini, another Illuminati, Italian, by the way, Manzini is not Jew. He's an Illuminati. He's Italian, Roman. Well, the two of them, through Albert Pike, passed the document on to Karl Marx. Yeah, and Karl Marx plagiarized that document. And he called it the Communist Manifesto, 1848. In 1850, Karl Ritter was tasked with writing the antithesis called fascism. Well, old Karl Ritter was an old fella, and he died. And Frank Nietzsche took over and completed it, and it evolved with another name, very, very long name, Nazism. Frank Nietzsche. So by 1850s, 1860s, the ideology set up. In America, we're already busy, called the Civil War. Remember 1859, I told you? They need to have another war. Because the bank loan ran out from 1789. 1859, 70 years, right on the nose. Need another war. Civil War. That was the purpose of it. To establish another bank loan, another collateral, 13 states. Same time, they finished the communist, fascist, and Nazi programs, ideology, ready to go for the 1880s. Do y'all see the impact of what's going on here? You all got it yet? This is unbelievable. Planning and structuring. Now, I got some evidence for you. I have everything I tell you I've got evidence for. Everything I tell you. I just want you to see it for yourself. I'm not going to tell you, believe me and don't look at nothing else. I'm telling you, don't believe me and challenge it. That's what I'm telling you. But here's the evidence. Charles Chitney wrote 50 Years in the Church of Rome, the Wycliffe Press, 1885, on page 388, a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Remember, they had to have a war to establish debt. But they used a lie about slavery. They used a lie about states' rights and all this other stuff you hear in their history classes. These Harvard professors lie through their collective humanist teeth. It ticks me off. Bunch of liars. I'm not gentle, I'm sorry, but it's just, I'm going to get my point across in the way I feel about it. Well, in the history books, they come up with all this nonsense while the Civil War started, when all they're really doing is naming the symptoms of it. But Lincoln broke out of the matrix. He was Illuminati. He was bloodline. All the way to Bush and all the way back to George Washington. Oh, that's true. That's true. But he broke out of it. And Abraham Lincoln was not a Freemason. JFK was not a Freemason. You got it? Well, Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote Charles Chitney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, page 388. Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery," it's the Catholic Church, "that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons," yeah, half a million to be exact, "though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery. Neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money, the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us," unquote. Now, go back in history. Who was on the side of the South? The French. Who was on the side of the North? The Germans. To make sure we fought ourselves to exhaustion. And to make sure we here in the United States did not become so strong we'd take over the New World Order ourselves. They made us kill ourselves. So you Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus members and Rhodes Scholars, choke on it. Because God's going to step on your head. And all the good deeds you do today won't matter a hill of beans until you renounce a blood oath. Then God will take you back. Right now, you and your families are cursed because the organizations you belong to. Well, how about this? Quote, 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 quote. "Did you know that the major source of Adolf Hitler's financial power came from a chemical cartel named IG Farben? And did you know that IG Farben had little known source of its enormous power? Wall Street." Anthony Sutton said, and I quote, "Without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no I.G. Farben in the first place. And almost certainly, no Adolf Hitler in World War II, unquote. And did you know that on December the 9th, 1950, an actual article came out in the Chicago Tribune? I got a copy of the actual article on microfiche. And it says, and I quote, "The members of the council," that's on foreign relations, CFR, "are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They've used their prestige, that their wealth, their social position, and their education has given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war. And the dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War," unquote. "The planned defeat of Korea and the planned defeat of Vietnam, and I've covered both of them with evidence that they will not refute." Family, this is what's been going on since 1776. This is part of the matrix. Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. This is nothing. I'm not remotely even beginning. I'm just setting up next week. Today, I'm just setting up for next week. I'm going to blow it out. I'm going to sink it like the Titanic. Well, actually, it's Olympic, but that's another story. Family, we've been lied to, but we can come out of it. You can come out of this, but only through Jesus Christ. And the answer, you join as chief of staff that you keep hidden in the bowels of your lies. I'm a former U.S. Marine, and I don't mess around. And I make sure my evidence is clean. I make sure I tell the truth. And I have made sure that I don't belong to no political party. I don't follow no flag. And I don't cater to no organizations. I'm free. But I follow Jesus Christ. I'm still free. Because he gives me freedom. By being born again, I have freedom. I'm free from lies and cheating that I used to do in my past. Oh, I've been there. It's taken me a long way to get where I'm at today. I've been there. And now I'm exposing it. And I'll expose myself too. Well, you know what I'm talking about. I believe in the truth. Of course, you can follow Donald Rumsfeld. He's representative of our government, the European government, the Russian government, Chinese government. He's representative of all of them. Don't you remember how he answered questions during the Iraq War? Quote, "Well, there's no knowns. These are things we know that we know. And there are known unknowns." Well, that is to say that there's things that we know we don't know. But then there's also unknown unknowns. There are things that we don't know, unquote. That's the reality of our governments. Notice how I use the plural. And you know that Hermann Göring, he summed it up also. For both sides, Germans, Japanese, Americans, Italians, Brits, it don't matter. For all of us that are soldiers and Marines, Air Force, Navy, whatever you are, doesn't matter whether you're Russian or Chinese or we've all been brainwashed in this conspiracy, been made to fight each other. Hermann Göring said, who was another Illuminati, he said, and I quote, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece. Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England nor, for that matter, in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy. It's also a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship, voice or no voice, people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked, denounce the peacemakers for a lack of patriotism, and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. Unquote, Hermann Göring. Family, this is how the Matrix works. Now, remember I told you about Clinton Roosevelt? 100 years from when FDR took over as president in 1941. Of course, his fourth term, but during the time that he lied about Pearl Harbor. Well, now to show you continuity of the family bloodlines that are brought into Illuminati and the actual attitude of all of our presidents, except for the ones that's been assassinated or attempted, Andrew Jackson, had Lincoln, dead. Kennedy, dead. JFK, dead. Garfield was just a bad actor. Reagan was simply just running his, he's a nice Malta. Reagan was just running his mouth about the finances, and he's warned. They could have killed him with Hinckley, no problem. But there's a warning. And also gun control came out of it. Brady Bill and all that, that's another story. Family's all connected. Reagan was a liar just like his cousin Nixon and Gerald Ford. But Gerald Ford was having a problem because he was basically an honest man, but he was caught in the middle. He didn't have a whole lot of courage. He pardoned his cousin, Nixon, by the way. Anyway, to show you continuity, I'm going to give you an actual quote of FDR. And then I'm going to go back into the structure of the Matrix. I'm giving you specifics to get your attention. And to show you how this has affected us in our lives today. That's why I gave you the articles a while ago. It's current. Now I'm giving you the structure where it came from. Now here we go. 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and they planned Pearl Harbor, Churchill, FDR, the Japanese elite, in 1920s. They practiced it in 1932, using their own ships and planes. Did y'all know that? I found that in a microfiche, also in a newspaper. 1932 newspaper, I found it, where they had actually did an operation of 162 planes coming close to Pearl Harbor. Yeah, man, I've done some research on this. But to show you continuity, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and 6 years after a planned military coup of the U.S. government failed, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, March 4th, 1939, FDR said behind closed doors the following words. This is documented in Red Fog Over America. And this quote I'm going to give you, listen to the words very carefully, was written down by Senator Lundeen, who was a member of one of the three committees behind closed doors, congressional committees. Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, heard this, wrote him down as he talked, and then after FDR's death, gave by mail to William G. Carr, and William G. Carr put it in his book. Here's what FDR said, and listen to the words very carefully, behind closed doors, not meant for the public to hear. He said, and I quote, to three congressional committees, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, and that was the Illuminati, I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. The instruments were the American people. Collateralized in a loan. 1929. We were instruments. Fact. Birth certificate. Yep. I am putting my people, Illuminati, ahead of all instruments, American people. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain. And we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war. And a war only. To hell with American people, as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. Infest America with all the aliens possible. Infest America with all the aliens possible. In last analysis, declare martial law. And confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote, FDR. Now you say, well, wow. And I said, that's kind of crazy. He'd say that. Then I found out there was a military coup planned in 1933 that was going to be put down by U.S. military. I also knew about the Bonus Army in 1932. Where they used General Major MacArthur and Major Patton, Black Jack Pershing, Eisenhower, to put down our own veterans of World War I. Burned them out of D.C., burned down their huts, chased them out by bayonet from Washington. All they wanted was their money. But they're going to use those ticked off veterans as part of a military takeover with General Butler. But General Butler blew the whistle in 1934. Formed the Dirk Steen McCormick Commission, confirmed that a military takeover was planned. But Butler blew the whistle on it. That was by 1934-35. Then I knew about Clinton Roosevelt. Then I knew about FDR's knowledge of Pearl Harbor, Admiral Kimmel said we were unready for the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor because President Roosevelt's plans required that no word be sent to alert the fleet in Hawaii, unquote. All this started making sense. Even President Roosevelt said himself, quote, in spite of the risk involved, however, in letting the Japanese fire the first shot, we realized that in order to have the full support of the American people, it was desirable to make sure the Japanese would be the ones to do it, so that there should remain no doubt in anyone's mind who the aggressors were. That's what's really going on there, veterans. American people. This matrix is real. And I'm giving you the evidence for it. And if you know the evidence, you'll demand the CFR be dismantled. You'll vet out your military structure and your legal system of all those who are Freemasons that you've got to resign. You'll find out who's a Jesuit and Wicca in your military and your CEOs. And you'll ask them to leave. Now you see? Now let's get to the structure of this matrix. Good point. Carol Quigley, an inspiration to Bill Clinton, Carol Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope. He said, you know, we got control of this. Just tell people about it. Well, he's got a book, man, that's like, you know, 3 inches thick, called Tragedy and Hope, telling you all about it. Carol Quigley. And in that, he describes the round table, for example. The round table are are representatives of six councils, actually seven. They discuss this matrix. Now, certainly goes back to Adam Weishaupt. But each generation, they quantified it. And they passed on their agenda items to the next generation to discuss them. Even the Wesak Festival includes the supernatural. Family, if you don't believe in the supernatural, I promise you, I don't care if you're a Yale professor, Y-A-L-E, not yelling, or Harvard professor. I don't care if you got 160 IQ and you're a scientist, you're Hawkins, or whatever you are. I don't care. If you don't believe in God, if you don't understand the supernatural, you will never understand the world in which you live. And your lectures, your CDs, your books are worthless. I don't care if you're Hawkins or who you are. If you don't understand the supernatural aspect of the world in which you live in. Okay, for example, if you don't believe in the supernatural, then we are here. Then you must believe in evolution. Right? I mean, what, we just pop up like what? Just out of nowhere? So you got to believe in evolution. Now, not thinking about it don't count. Ignoring it don't count. We think about the cosmos. The cosmos is here. Well, how in the dick did it get here? You ever thought about that? Well, they've always existed. Oh, that's a cop-out. Even an atheist will tell you everything has a beginning. Evolution. One word. You 160 IQ guys. One word destroys your argument in a debate. One word. Maybe two. Thermodynamics and entropy. Debate's over. Family, in this world today, thermodynamics means it's losing its power. Entropy, simple terms for us country boys, means everything dies, rusts, rots, is consumed, destroyed, and don't go forward. Everything. Nothing goes forward. Well, mutations. Oh, for goodness sakes, are you that dumb? You know what I've learned in my past? It's probably going to tick off some of you and others, I don't know. But I've learned that makeup can cover up ugly, but stupid stands out like a sore thumb. Family, everything in this world dies, rusts, rots, consumed, and goes backwards. And mutations means it's missing something. Hello, as we call it, a mutation. And things that's missing stuff in the structure of the DNA means it doesn't survive. It doesn't propagate, whatever. You got the point there. I'm not a geneticist. I do study of it, but I'm not one. Thank God. Mutations die. They don't continue. No, what they're doing with evolution and Darwin was a fraud. And Darwin even laughs his own theory. Certain conditions had to be in effect for even theory to be even remotely possible. Evolution's impossible. Totally impossible. Mutations do nothing. And if you want to study fruit flies, be my guest. We're just a little bit more complicated than a fruit fly. Hello. You know, there was actually two geneticists or scientists or whatever you want to call them up in Norway. And this is a legitimate study group. They were actually arguing and discussing, debating, no kidding, which came first in evolution, the butt or the mouth. I couldn't believe it. There were doctors and all this. Come on now. So, to satisfy those in creation, you have what's called intelligent design. So that satisfies the religious types. Intelligent design. What's that? what they're doing is setting you up for the coming of the anarchy, hierarchy. The extraterrestrial lie that's coming, that's going to be your intelligent design. No, God created it from nothing. He's always been this supernatural being called God. If you don't believe in God, then you believe in evolution. Evolution's impossible. Good luck. Anyway, look it up on your own. It's that simple. This structure that Satan, the supernatural, has set up, as he's been allowed to, and I reflect back to the supernatural, I reflect back to our lives today, this world system, this world system. In 1 John, and the Bible, it goes right back to the Bible, the King James Bible, not the history books, not the science books. None of it explains it. Not one bit. 1 John 2, verse 15. And I'm not talking about a religious show here at all. I'm talking about reality. About the system, the matrix of which you live. 1 John and 2:15 tells us exactly. Love not the world, neither the things are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now that's a religious connotation, but let's bring it to earth here. I just finished telling you. Everything you've got dies, rusts, rots, it's all in the past. Everything on this earth is in the past. Everything. But with God, it's eternal. Future. It's always future. We see a stumbling block in ahead of us, don't we? You see death ahead of you. Well, you're taught that in human school. Death education. Death is final. The end of time. Oh, is this it? Had a family member that was dying last year. Wait a minute. And the family member asked the question very soberly on the deathbed, is this it? Is this the final draw? Well, it's not it. That's the lie you're being told. Death is but a beginning for an eternity that you're going to end up somewhere. And that somewhere is one of two places. Heaven or hell? Any questions? Is that it? Heaven through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Oprah is wrong. Dead wrong. Billy Graham now changed over in 1993. That any path, many paths. T.D. Jakes is wrong. Not many paths either. There's only one path. That's through Jesus Christ. There is no other. He died on the cross for that reason. And the other way without Jesus is hell. Now there ain't no in between. And the supernatural don't have Starbucks that you can sit there in purgatory and drink coffee. It don't work that way. Catholics, wake up. Your Pope is a liar. Your Pope is a Jesuit. You don't believe me? Oh, you look it up. You have three popes. White Pope, Black Pope, Gray Pope. And guess who the Black Pope is? Dolfo Nicholas. And guess what his designation is? He's a Jesuit. General. Chief murderer. And guess who the Gray Pope is? Pepe Orsini. A family. Orsini? It's not Jew, okay? That's kind of Italian here. Roman, to be exact. Trace the family bloodline to the pharaohs of Egypt. Orsini is the middle guy, connection to the Illuminati, of the two popes. The murderer, Black Pope. Francis is a white pope, the one out there shaking hands, looking around, holding babies, doing this, doing that. He's a Jesuit too, though, by the way. Another hatchet man. That's what he's there for. You have three Jesuits and three popes. That is not good. That is very, very bad. Because they're there to take down the Roman Catholic Church, re-spiritualize it to the New Age movement. That's what's going to happen. Catholics don't know that yet. Teilhard de Chardin. You see how it works? Anyway. The world, Satan operates in it for now. Christianity is one of the worst religions. You know why? It was created by the Vatican in 325 AD to hide Jesus Christ. See, being a born-again, following Jesus is not about any religion at all. Following Jesus is following his example. And it's not religion. So the Roman Catholics in 325 AD turned into a religion. And then from there, you got 40,000 different sects of Christianity. 40,000 different choices you got. And almost every one of them is different in some way or another. So tell me about Christianity. Islam is of Satan. Allah. In a prayer we heard on that council meeting, they include all. In that one prayer that that council member gave before the council began to Satan, it was December the 2nd of last year. I played it before. I played it yesterday, I think. He includes in the same prayer Allah, Satan, Krishna, Thor even. That's the New Age names. Family, all religions across the board are designed, Scientology, all of them. And every sect of Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism. As a matter of fact, I got in the, in the Illuminati's own textbook, in their structure, called The Signs of Christ by Harold Balyaz. That's an Illuminati textbook. Did you know that? Anyway, look it up. It's amazing. But they say in that book, they got laid out. Everything they put in there has come to pass because they're in the planning stage of this world in this matrix. Oh, there it is. Talking about the groups of the Illuminati and the hierarchy. Here's what they're going to do. It's documented too. Quote, talking about the different stages of the different phases of bringing the New Age movement into us, into mankind. I got it listed right here. But I'm not, the first group, second group says this, and I quote, begin quote. This second group will implement the new religion. By the time they come into control of the old theological activities, will have been completely broken. Buddhism will be spreading and becoming increasingly dogmatic. Christianity will be in a state of chaotic division and upheavals. When this takes place, the situation is acute enough, the Master Jesus, that's not Emmanuel, that's the false prophet. Quote, the Master Jesus will take certain initial steps toward reassuming control of his church. And the Buddha will send two trained disciples. There's your fake witnesses, fake ones. To reform Buddhism, other steps will be taken in this department of religions and of education over which the Christ rules. And he will move to restore the ancient spiritual landmarks, to eliminate that which is not essential, to reorganize the entire religious field, again, in preparation for restoration of the mysteries, then restored, will unify all faiths, unquote. What's the Pope doing now? He's bringing all religions together into one. I'd say we're pretty close. That's what Francis is all about. Now, some of you, if you've heard what I said, you've heard me talk before, you should be picking your chin up off the floor about now. Because that's exactly what they're doing. And right here it is in Signs of Christ by Harold Balyaz, 1978. You see how far back this has been planned? Some of y'all that don't know about this, you're probably a little confused about now, but I can't help that. I'm trying to make this as simple as I can without repeating too much of what I've already said before in the past. Now, some of y'all hadn't heard this ever before. I always kind of keep something back before I know it's time to bring it out. Now, this Master Jesus I'm talking about, I'm going to talk about him next week. Also, Sanand Emanuel, he's called Yeshua. That's why they want to get you everybody to say Yeshua. It's a trick they're pulling on you. Hebrew Roots Movement is a liar. This one named Master Jesus, Sanand Emanuel, also referred to as Yeshua. Blonde haired, blue eyed, long hair, looks just like a Jesus you think is. Well, watch this. The group of the masters, the fallen angels, is called the hierarchy. Now, I'm leading up to something now. Listen to me. The hierarchy, or the community. Family, these are referred to in the Bible in Genesis 2 and 4 and Job 38, verse 7, as the sons of God of the Old Testament. Not the New at all, but the Old Testament. The sons of God, little g, are the group of masters, are the hierarchy that's got all this set up today. That's controlling the Illuminati, humankind, as their slaves. Who's Illuminati? All the kings and queens of this world. Queen Elizabeth. The popery. The entire bloodline family that I've been talking about now for the past hour and a half. The hierarchy are the fallen angels, the sons of God of the Bible, are fallen angels and evil to the core. Lucifer is one of them. His alias, New Age name, is Sanat Kumara, the false prophet yet to come. He's been establishing his reign, his background, everything, roots, at the Wesak Festival. He is the one we think is Jesus Christ. It's not Jesus Christ at all. The real Jesus Christ is coming after Armageddon. The one we see the pictures of today, that is Sanand Emanuel. Now, when he shows up under this extraterrestrial Ascended Master's lie has been set up since 1897. Oh, yeah. John Dewey, NASA, all that's been set up for this. Roswell, 1948. Y'all getting it now? There's no aliens out there, family. There's fallen angels. When this one named Sanand Emanuel, which now I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him, then we'll move on to the Matrix. When he shows up to re-spiritualize the Catholic Church, bring in the ancient mystery schools of religion back to its original position, he is going to take the place of and represent the following: the Kalki Avatar, Lord Maitreya, the Imam Mahdi, the Prince of Peace, the Krishna, the Christ, and Bodhisattva. He is also known as Master Jesus. He is the one they say went to India. He is the one they say married Mary and all this other nonsense. That's the one they're talking about. He will fit the place of all these religions into one person, one fallen angel. Now, the hierarchy are the fallen angels. And that leads me to the next step of the structure of the Illuminati. It's called the world system. That's why God tells us not to love the world. Neither the things are in the world. Because Satan, right now, is prince of this world. He's little g, god of this world, as allowed by God of the Bible to ferret out those who's going to follow God and those who's going to follow Satan. He's using this system so you can make your choice and decision before this really hits the fan. Here's what they've done. They've divided this world into what's called ashram rays. Education, worldwide. Philosophy. Religion. All of them. Science. All of it. Arts. Harmony, beauty, and the arts. All politics, worldwide. And finance, worldwide. And controlled by seven fallen angels. And under each one of those seven areas called ashram rays, you have six subcategories, making a total of 49 of 200 fallen angels, watchers they call them. 49 control those seven areas. Actually, do y'all trust the Bible at all? Those that are Christians saying, man, this is crazy stuff. Well, let's go to the Bible. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. What does it say? In whom the God of this world, little g, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, capital C, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, big G, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is all connected together. Now, Satan just doesn't fly around with his fallen angels and his demons. It's in the second heaven between God, the third heaven, and the first heaven, which is earth. Second heaven is the universe. There's three heavens. By ritual, sacrifice, murder, war, negative energy, opens up portals that divides the second heaven, universe, and the first heaven, earth, to allow the demonic realm to come inside, of which 911 was a druid sacrifice of Freemasonry and druids, Saturnalia worship. That was the purpose of 911. Open up that portal. That's why September 11th, Masonic dedication of the World Trade Center was September 11th, 1966. Masonic dedication of the Pentagon for sacrifice. The cornerstone was laid in Masonic ceremony September 11th, 1941. Family, the ancient mystery schools of religion celebrate the birth of their demon called Mithra, Mithraism, Tammuz, on December the 25th every year. Jesus was born in September. Calculations indicate September 11th was when Jesus was born, not December. Oh. Let that mill out around your head a little bit and do research on it. Check everything out that I say, because what I'm telling you is the truth. Satan doesn't fly around in the air like on a broomstick with his demons, like on the Wizard of Oz. They have organized this world into continents, flags, patriotism, sovereignty, so we'll fight each other. So the cultures will fight each other. Order out of chaos. They create the chaos, brings their order. Now, Satan's problem always has been that the human race in the kingdom, he had a problem. And the problem was how to keep people in the kingdom and to bring them together after God separated them at the Tower of Babel. There's a way to escape. Those who turn to God, repentance and faith, escape from Satan's rule and acknowledge this conspiracy and knows about it. Satan don't like it, so he came up with a plan. He organized the human race into a world system based on pride, ambition, selfishness, greed, and sinful pleasures. So you can see that there's nothing of God in these things. Everything from the American pageants, beauty pageants, TV, movie, everything is involved in this. What's in the world? It's human society with God left out. See, Satan's world system includes commerce, politics, religion, education, all entertainment, world kingdoms, world organizations, many other things. And through this world system, Satan offers people, convinces them. That's why your four-star generals, your CEOs, your congressmen, other folks in the thousands join the system because he could promise them power, riches, possessions, worldly honors. Not to Malta, not to Columbus, Rhodes Scholar. How about that? Nobel Peace Prize. Mandela was a murderer. Mandela was a member of the Knights of Malta. Mandela couldn't tie the shoes of Martin Luther King. Way two different classes. Martin Luther King was real. Mandela was none but a murderer and a secret society member. Check him out. Oh, they're going to try to cut down on Martin Luther King. It's coming. And Chris Kyle, they're going to try to cut down on him too. They're going after him because those were both good people. Oh, they're going to come out with videos and all this other nonsense about Martin Luther King did this, Martin Luther King did that. Chris Kyle was mean and killed children and all that. It's all baloney. You'd have to know about the military to understand it because he was a Christian. The movie Chris Kyle was in, American Sniper, was created by a Freemason. So they can start cutting down on Chris Kyle. I don't think his wife knows this. These people are evil. Chris Kyle was a Christian. He was a good man. So is Martin Luther King. They're going to go after him. Both of them. But in this world system, riches, possession, worldly honors, intellectual achievement, social prestige, as well as all kinds of sinful pleasures. The sinful pleasures opens up portals for the individual to be possessed. Freemasons, 33rd degree, know about this. They sure do. And Satanists, they go into the covens. They assign them a woman when they come in the first initiation. Children are sacrificed. 750,000 children are missing every year. It varies a few thousand here or there. They can account for 250,000, various reasons. And I said, wait a minute. They're missing 525,000 families they're unaccounted for. Human sacrifice, rape, murder, is negative energy. Wars, obviously, negative energy, is used by the fallen angels to manifest. Now, that's a simplified version of it. Alchemy. Your governments, plural, every single one. The governments of China, the governments of Russia, the government of the United States, the government of England, you name it. Switzerland cares not for the citizens, but they care for the blood of Putin and all the rest of them. Obama, Putin, Clintons, Bushes, Camerons, every single one of them are members of the secret society and are either puppets or family members. Every single one of them. If they're not family members, they're members of secret society and are controlled. And they play their role, their acting role. And Satan can give people just about anything they could want to make them satisfied, to remain under his rule, to leave God out of their lives, especially in the entertainment industry. I've played the actual testimonies before about several entertainers that confirm that they signed their blood to Lucifer as witchcraft they do. They take a blood oath, literally. All the entertainers that are internationally known, all of them, that have made it in Hollywood, singing, dancing, acting, have signed their name over to Lucifer in their own blood. I've got testimony. You got Beyonce, Katy Perry, the Rolling Stones guys, all of them through the 60s. Jack Black, even in the MTVA Awards, whatever, back in 2009, did a prayer to Satan in one of the ceremonies. This stuff is real, family. And then they pull your children in through rock and roll. Now I'm starting to sound like an old fogies, aren't I? We're coming into the program. We've got 5 minutes. Today was to set the stage. I can't even say I've even scratched the surface of the scratch. Monday, I'm going to lay it out. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, till I'm done. If it takes me 2 weeks, I'm going to lay out exactly the organizations, with names, positions, every darn thing I can think of, and it's documented, every bit of it, of how they got us organized as Lucifer as the head, the inner circle, the Supreme Council, the Ten Wise Men, they call them, which goes in line with Revelation 17, 12 to 14, and Daniel 7, to 23 and 24, of the Ten Kings. 10 men from the 13 Illuminati head, family bloodlines. But under Lucifer, directly, of the hierarchy, the fallen angels. And then comes the Illuminati, committed to 300. Then comes banking and money, religious groups, secret society groups, political groups, intelligence groups, and the education groups. I've got the list of the exact organizations. We'll talk about it next week. So, the global power structure is Lucifer, the hierarchy, the priesthood, which is Elena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Benjamin Krem, Theosophical Society, Lucius Trust, the plan which guides them, and then comes the world servers, Freemasonry, the Grand Orient, secret societies, and it goes all the way down, and I got the complete structure of it. We'll talk about it next week. I want to remind you all that I'm also played up at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net graciously plays my broadcast and Bible studies. And his name's John Kirkler. And he agreed to do it, and that's all he does for me. So I'm appreciative. But for him to continue on, he runs a network in 3 states, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has sponsors to help him keep moving, keep running, to keep his network up and running. It's doing good. And I've advertised for him. I said I would if he played my broadcast and my Bible studies. I have no commercial endeavors whatsoever. I do this because I want to, because I follow Jesus. That's the only reason I do it. So that's my motivation, really. I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com, watchmenforjesus.com, and Facebook, watchmenforjesus. And that's what I do. I've been doing that for 5 years. My former job was anti-terrorism, military operations, force protection in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, Congo, under government projects. I was a project manager. I've been in high positions, and I'm right now in a little old town doing my little old broadcast, exposing as much of these humdingers as I can, as hard as I can go, till I can't do it anymore. I work for Jesus Christ. I'm done. There's my loyalty. That's non-negotiable under any circumstances. That's where I stand. Next week, we will continue. And I'll get in details next week. A little bit of summary. And then we'll launch into it all next week. So I appreciate y'all's attention today. And y'all have a great weekend. Be safe. Jesus Christ is coming back, and that's the only one that's going to stop this. No human being is going to accomplish it. No organization is going to accomplish it. Only Jesus. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's your homework. Y'all have a good night. God bless, and have a great weekend. Be safe. This is your watchman. I'm signing off. Good night. God bless.
I am with you every day till the end.